5:37 right now. Let's switch gears and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Kerry Ward with the Dance Art Academy here in Colorado Springs. And, you know, Kerry, it's interesting because when you look at getting back to normal from the COVID-19 pandemic, there's a lot of focus done on people, older people, young adults, even teenagers. But the really young kids, really not a lot to talk about as far as getting them back to normal. And that's what you guys are doing. Now, some of the toughest years of their life growing up are between 2 and 5 and just sort of trying to figure out things. Thanks for joining us today. I'm sure you're happy to get back open after COVID.
We are super excited to be back open, and I also work in the mental health field and have been anxious to get these kids out of their homes and back into the studio. And so I'm excited to say the kids are coming out of their homes and the parents are signing them up for programs, and the kids are happy and they understand movement and they understand getting out of the house. In the past couple of years were very difficult for everyone.
Absolutely. And we're talking about 2 to 5 year olds. And, and you know, this is the preschool ages. What have you been seeing in those kids when they come in and they're getting ready to go through, you know, the talking points of, you know, of what you do at your Dance Art Academy?
It's been very fun, Dan, because a typical 2 or 3 year old, when they're home and they have a normal life, many of them are going to cling to their parents because they've been out and they've been doing all kinds of things. Well, now, there is no clinging. We have no clinginess. We have thanks, Mom, or thanks, Dad, and they run into the studio and meet their friends and are just automatically socializing because we're created to socialize even from the beginning. And so to see these 2 and 3 year olds, our tiny tutus is what we call them, just loving their little friends, it's remarkable. And even the parents, like, but they don't even say goodbye.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
And they're just these little humans.
Absolutely. And the moms and dads, they must be very happy that things are starting to get back normal for them too, you know, to see them happy.
Yes, they are. We actually have counselors on our staff at Dance Art Academy. And the parents have a chance and an opportunity to process the past year and a half with these counselors. And so I see mental health just thriving in our location.
Now, at the Dance Art Academy, you deal with all kinds of abilities, right? I mean, this company, folks, the Dance Art Academy has done so much community outreach. What are some of the things in the future? And talk about some of the things that you do as far as everybody's abilities.
Sure. We, not that we cater to, but we have a wonderful population of dancers who have Down syndrome, and the teachers are trained for that special ability that these beautiful children have, and we come alongside, and they're just delighted to have a space to move. Not a lot of programs like that exist, unfortunately. And then we've started a new program, and it's for adults with disabilities called Dance Abilities. And that is just a short summer session this year, but it will be ongoing. We have received some wonderful funding for this project, and working with the cognitive connection in our brains to help those with these fabulous abilities to move. And we do music therapy and art therapy in that program, and it's thriving. It really is. It's a great program that we're excited to be part of and introduce to our community.
That is excellent. All right. Now, where is the Dance Art Academy located at, and how can we get a hold of you?
We have several locations. Our main location is in Fountain near Camping World. That's the best way we can tell people where we are. And our phone number, if it's okay, is 719-487-9271. And we have a great website, www.danceartacad.com. And all of our programs are on there. And we've got programs for 2-year-olds, through pre-professional, and then we're starting our professional company this fall that we're currently auditioning for.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys are back on track after the COVID pandemic.
We wish you
all the best, Carrie. Thanks for joining us today on Carrio's
You're
Afternoon
welcome.
News.
Thank you for having me.
Yep,
thanks
it's
so much.
It is our pleasure.